Calling all AEC professionals. Get ready for unparalleled professional insights with detailed and original podcasts by RCAT. This is the podcast that brings you the untold stories and lessons learned behind the design and delivery of a building project. Hey, it's Charisse Lakeside, aka the CSI Kraken, and your host. Join me as we dive deep into the tales of conflict, triumph, and sheer ingenuity.
Yeah, so when Serena was named for the building, you know, we really were able to work with teams at Nike Branding and how to really infuse her influence and identity in the very public spaces.
Detailed features architects, engineers, builders, and manufacturers who spill the beans on the most complex, interesting, and downright odd building conditions they've encountered.
Another challenge of the shuttle is actually in putting it in launch position is how you brace that seismically. It's really supported by only two pins at the base of the booster rockets. And there's a large base isolator that's underneath the shuttle that kind of prevents it from moving too much in an earthquake.
When you have 600 people or 300 people in a room, acoustically, you really need a high floor to floor so that you can have the right acoustic environment for people to be able to talk and that speech intelligibility is really good.
Every episode unveils lessons learned and connects you to the products you need to navigate similar challenges. Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Detailed today and be prepared for the unexpected on your next project. Every building has a story, and we are here to tell it.
This season of the Build Your Brand podcast is supported by FreshBooks, the cloud-based accounting software that makes running your small firm easy, fast, and secure. And Gusto, easy online payroll, benefits, and HR built for modern small businesses like ours. The story of Southwest Airlines begins with two guys in a bar drawing a triangle on a cocktail napkin. I've been there, except that chapter of my story starts with three guys in a Palomino restaurant drawing an amoeba on a dinner napkin. But that's a story for a different time. My guess is that you have, or at least you know, a similar story. Truth be told, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of stories that start just like that. But why don't we know any of them? I'm Jeff Eccles, and you're listening to Episode 12 of the Build Your Brand podcast. This is the final episode in Season 1, but if you've missed any of the earlier episodes, you can go back and listen to all the episodes in order. Throughout this podcast miniseries, I've been exploring how one of the best brands in the world, Southwest Airlines, thought differently and acted differently on their way to becoming the best, and looking for lessons that you can learn from them, because no matter the size, the journey is the same. All the way back in the very first episode of the season, I said I wanted to know why some companies succeed and some don't. Brands like Southwest obviously do something very different from their competitors. Think about what has changed in the airline industry over the course of the Southwest Airlines story. The once heavily regulated industry was deregulated in 1978. And in less than two decades, 120 airlines went out of business. Six of the 10 major U.S. carriers in the highly competitive, highly commoditized industry have filed for bankruptcy protection at least once. Between 1989 and 1993, in this high-cost, low-margin industry, all the major airlines combined lost the equivalent of all the money earned during the history of manned flight. Yet somehow, Southwest Airlines has not only survived, but grown to carry more passengers per year in the U.S. than any other airline, and be the only airline to earn a profit every year since it took flight. In the midst of intense competition, in the face of threats to their business model, even in an environment of escalating commoditization, Southwest Airlines has figured out how to separate themselves from the pack and succeed by developing a relentless focus on a singular purpose. The Build Your Brand podcast is all about taking a hard look at the best brands, how they're born, how they grow, how they evolve, even what they struggle with, and certainly how they overcome it. I think that's the best way that we can learn from them. How are our journeys similar, and how can we do what they do? Building a brand that's different and relevant is no small feat. It takes great ideas, passionate people, and the right set of tools to support your creativity. That's where our sponsor FreshBooks can help. It's accounting software that gives you the tools to make managing your finances ridiculously easy. Here's how FreshBooks supports your business. You can create, customize, and send branded invoices in about 30 seconds. You can connect your bank to automatically pull and categorize expenses for you. You can accept credit card and ACH payments right on invoices to get paid 2 times faster. It also saves you around 200 extra hours every year on menial paperwork, time you can put towards finding the right people to bring your brand to life. To try FreshBooks for free for 30 days, go to freshbooks.com/buildyourbrand and enter Build Your Brand in the How Did You Hear About Us section.
Calling all small firm architects. It's time to tap into your full potential with Entree Architects Context and Clarity, where inspiration meets innovation. Hey, it's Mark R. LePage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my two favorite co-hosts, Jeff Eccles and Katie Kangas, as they bring together authors, experts, and thought leaders for electric conversations with entrepreneur architects around the globe. It's not just a podcast. It's a community where dreams meet action.
There's a simple equation there. And what for me, what that did, just doing that basic calculation, was it allowed me to compare what I had actually saved in my retirement accounts to what I thought a possible projected annual spend might be.
Artists are temperamental, so beautiful design is going to be a priority. When the job is done, we're going to actually need to live in the house, not live with the person who designed it. So for me, the artistic skill, the architectural skill, is most important. And so I would say, like, that would be 60% of it, if not more.
Gain insights to build a successful practice. Subscribe, engage, and let's redefine your future together. Join the Context and Clarity community, where every conversation adds to your blueprint for success.
And gusto. Everyone loves payday, but loving a payroll provider? That's a little weird. Still, small businesses across the country love running payroll with Gusto. Gusto automatically files and pays your taxes. It's super easy to use, and you can add benefits and management tools to help take care of your team and keep your business safe. It's loyal. It's modern. You might fall in love yourself. Listeners of the Build Your Brand podcast get 3 months free when they run their first payroll. Try a demo and test it out at gusto.com/BYB. That's gusto.com/BYB. Hopefully you've noticed that over the course of this season, that even though we've been looking at a multi-billion dollar company with 60,000 employees all working to keep airplanes in the sky, which I assume is very different from your business, that none of what has made Southwest Airlines as wildly successful as it is has anything to do with those things. You may have noticed that even though I've used the word brand over 200 times this season, that we didn't devote any time talking about Southwest's logo, their color scheme, or their design of their business cards or brochures. That's not what a brand is. Please understand that Southwest Airlines is not loved by everyone and not flown by everyone. They aren't the right airline for everyone, just like you aren't right for everyone. Southwest Airlines has made mistakes and missteps. They aren't perfect, just like you aren't perfect. Southwest Airlines is affected by market shifts and economic changes, just like you are. And Southwest Airlines has faced situations outside of their control that don't seem fair or even just like you have. On some level, the Southwest Airlines story isn't that different from your story. It's just in a different context and at a different scale. In the very first episode of this season, I told you that some of the things that the best brands in the world do to become the best are both free and priceless. That free and priceless takeaway you can get from Southwest Airlines is that they are winning on purpose. We don't need marketing speak here. In order for you to understand what Southwest Airlines has done and what you can do to become the best is to simply embrace the reality that they took one simple idea, giving people the freedom to fly, and they made that their DNA. Every decision they make, every promotion they launch, every person they hire, every quirky announcement a flight attendant makes, everything they do somehow goes back to that idea of freedom. Why? Because freedom is easy to understand and it's easy to communicate. And they learned that freedom is what their ideal customer wants and what they need and what they value. The entire Southwest Airlines brand is built on empathy, and that empathy ties their marketing and advertising to their customer experience, to their corporate culture. Maybe a better way to say it is that empathy is their corporate culture. So what's the big takeaway? What can you do that Southwest Airlines does? It's simple. Starting today, begin to define what your purpose is. What's the one thing? Why do you do what you do? Don't fall into the trap, though. Your purpose, the reason that you're in business, has to be about helping your ideal client find and experience some sort of success. If you want to build a powerful brand, it can't be about you. It has to be about your ideal client finding that success and you helping them get there. It's simple. But it may not be easy. But that's what the best brands in the world do. That's what Southwest Airlines does. They give people the freedom to fly. What do you do?
About that landing.
Woo!
I know. Not bad for his first day. On behalf of Southwest Airlines and especially his flight crew, we would love to welcome you to Maui. But we're in Minneapolis. For your safety and the safety of those you might fall on, please remain seated with your seatbelts fastened. Seat back and tray table in full upright and locked position. And all those carry on items right where they are. Until Captain Kirk and Boy Wonder bring us to a screeching halt at the gate and turn off the fastened seatbelt signs. At that time, please be careful when opening overhead bins, because you know, shift happens. And we really don't want to do the paperwork. You can use your cell phones now, but only to call your family and friends and tell them how much fun you just had. If you're making a love connection here, a Southwest love connection, that is, simply be plain. Check the TV monitors for flight and gate number. This is the termination of this flight and possibly this crew, so do us a big favor. Check around you, underneath your seats, your seat back pockets. Make sure you get all your personal belongings, personal problems, anything you brought on board. Take those with you when you leave. It has been such a job. I mean, joy. Sorry, most of y'all. We know you have many choices when you fly. Thank you so much for choosing Southwest. If you did not have a good flight, however, we do have a brand new complaint department. We just opened up. So any complaints, any issues you want to get off your chest, feel free to email us at our new northern office at northwest.com. If you had a good flight, tell us you were taken care of and have positive feedback, you can email us at our southern office at southwest.com. If y'all are home, go out, buckle up, be safe, be kind to one another. Don't run through the house with scissors. Come back and see us again real soon. And by the way, for those of y'all that can tell time, we are about 10 minutes early.
Woo-hoo.
So the next time we're 2 or 3 hours late, we'll just call it even. Welcome to the
Small Firm Entrepreneur Architects. Get ready to build a better business with the Entree Architect podcast, where business meets architecture. Hey, it's Mark R. LePage, the host of Entree Architect Podcast. Join me every week for inspiring interviews with passionate people that share proven strategies to help you build a better business.
If you think there is a problem, one, you can't make a move until you have a plan in place. The accountability chart really helps plan, okay, for the business 6 to 12 months out, this is what we need.
We cover it all, from financial management to marketing, sales, productivity, and beyond.
There's two sides of it, right? So there's the one when you don't have any work. So you're like, well, I'm either going to charge enough to be profitable or I'm going to go out of business. Or you have so much work and you have backlog and you don't need any more work. So you charge way more.
I'd also say lagging measures, one of the best, like the best. So for any client, for any professional service company, if you're going to take one thing away from what we're talking about today, is to look at a number called the labor efficiency ratio.
Entree Architect is not just a podcast. It's your secret weapon for success. With over 500 episodes, it's one of the longest running architecture podcasts in the world. You're sure to find the information you need to elevate your business. Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe now and join the community of small firm entrepreneur architects building better businesses.